This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I thought this is going to be where I was going to update you. It's like, oh, Mason Rudolph's going to be back with the Steelers on a two-year deal, and the Patriots are releasing longtime center and captain David Andrews. But instead, we go back to baseball for unfortunate news.
Evan Grant says Cody Bradford will open the season on the IL. And he will be shut down for, I think, 10-day IL there is what they're looking at.
Oh, dear.
This was Evan Grant's conversation with Bruce Bochy, though. He mentioned lighter, rocker, and, quote, some other guys. Evan Grant then asked.
Do you feel like Dane Dunning is in that group of other guys, right?
I don't know. Like, we talked about this with Jared yesterday, and they were like, you can do so many things with Dane. Evan Grant asked, what are the odds it's not lighter or rocker?
Ooh.
And Bochy said, quote, I'm not laying odds. So what does that mean to you? What does
it
that tell
means,
you?
Yes.
One of those two guys?
Probably be one of those two.
Okay, then.
That's what I get. Otherwise, because he doesn't want to go out there and go, I don't know, 98%, because that's going to be discouraging to the rest of the staff. Here's what's discouraging to me.
And I'm not laying any odds.
I guess confusing at times. Tyler Mahle, they said his MRI came back clean. We're going to hold you off for a minute.
Getting out there and pitching on the thing.
Cody Bradford, they said his MRI came back clean, but he's going to start the regular season, which begins in 2 weeks on the injured list. And I get it. It's a precautionary method, but it's a precautionary method that makes me wonder. Your MRI is clean, but we know for a fact you won't be ready for at least 2+ weeks. What else is happening there?
From the 682, Kevin, if you're Dane Dunning, at what point are you offended by the way the team treats you despite production?
I feel like you can answer that.
I don't think he should be, because he does, when we've talked to him, he is a legitimate anything to help the team.
Yes.
This is kind of from him. I went to a World Series and it was the coolest experience ever. He even said to us, that experience makes me want to do that again and again and again, whatever it takes to get that to happen. If I need to do the bullpen, if I need to start, whatever it is. So he's not offended by it. There probably is a part of him that's like, dang it, I had my chance to be a starter. Why am I not? Last year, unfortunately, there were a couple of things that when he came into spring training, he was not prepared for the way that they expected him to be.
Yeah.
And that is, he will admit, that's on me, that's on him. And so this is kind of a prove it year again, prove that you're not going to be that guy anymore and you're that guy. So like, there's just a couple things that he didn't do that were kind of hindering his ability to get the best out of his pitches. But Dane Dunning, great pitcher, going to get his opportunities right now. Does feel like this gives a great opportunity for lighter and or rocker to get their chance.
Now, in the meantime, we're going to transition, but Corey, please don't make all of us
change the Mavs game
nervous or sad.
Why are you watching? Stop watching the Duke game.
Hey, it hasn't even tipped off yet. It's the quarterfinals.
I know, and you're getting lost already.
They're a number one seed either way. All right. I know all of those things. And by the way, on ESPN right now, I started to think about this, and I was like, oh, I guess. The ESPN headline, it's the main headline on their site right now. The biggest sports story in Maine ever. And I was like, wow. But then I started to think, I don't know the lore of Maine sports and like all the things the Black Bears have done over the years. And I have to admit, I'm not familiar with all of those things.
So, I just Googled greatest athletes from Maine.
Okay.
And like, who are the Tom Brady's of Maine is a thing sure. that came up. John Lynch is from Maine.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Bill Romanowski. That's one.
All right.
What about Kevin? What about Joan Benoit? Bill Swift.
Joan Benoit? Oh, man.
Seth Westcott. Or Westcott. Do you know any of these people? Please say you know anybody that I'm saying.
I don't know.
Duncan Robinson.
Benoit. Okay.
He's like number three on the list.
All right. Well, so now you're getting an idea and a look at why maybe this is the biggest story ever. Go ahead and give me cut number eight if you can, because we get the brackets on Sunday. The NCAA tournament really starts in full effect in a week, and this was a big result yesterday.
Onyema the turnaround, and it goes, and the lead grows to 15 now for Texas.
Now, Texas wiped out Vanderbilt yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
And I saw in Joe Lunardi's latest projections, he has them as the last team in now. Texas plays Texas A&M today. I still think you really need to win that game to feel comfortable, because there's going to be some weirdo team that wins a conference tournament or something that is going to take away a bid that you thought was going to be safe, and all of a sudden it's going to be like, you know, bum F you or whatever gets in there. And so now you might slide out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if Texas can beat Texas A&M today, they are in the tournament. If not, I am honestly not sure if they make it.
Oh, wow. And I mean, that is an underperforming team.
That's fair.
And it feels like consistently they underperform.
Yeah, and they have a top 10 pick on their team.
There's always a lot of hype around Texas, though. There just simply is a lot of hype around Texas, no matter what sport it is, because UT fans get very excited when their team is involved in any way. A&M, though, Kevin, like you were down on them a little bit, and then out of nowhere they beat the number one team in the country, and you're like, yeah.
The trajectory of their season is super weird, because I tried to tell Mike at the time, hey, man, this A&M team is really good. Their defense is phenomenal. He goes, yeah, but it's A&M, so, you know.
Facts.
And I do know what he's saying, unfortunately. So, you know. And so right when he said that, they lost four games in a row. And I was like, well, son of a gun. And then right when they're in the midst of their four-game losing streak, they beat the number one team in the country in Auburn. And now, if they can make a run in the SEC tournament, maybe you're like, are they going to be a three seed? Maybe they could slide down to a four seed. But that'll be a huge game. So 2:30 today, Texas and Texas A&M. Texas wins. I feel exceedingly confident that they get in. Oklahoma is playing Kentucky. That's another one where Oklahoma is probably going to need a win to get into the tournament. Maybe they still need more. My question for y'all, as we're about a week away, is, has all of this talk gotten you more interested in college basketball? Is this naturally the time that you dip into college basketball anyway? Or are you usually like, until the bracket comes out on Sunday, I don't really care?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I feel like I have a couple more teams that I am more aware of than I usually would at this point.
Yeah.
I'm not in yet. I'm not ready to be there yet, but I've been watching more, so I have an idea. At this point, typically, I'm still waiting until next week after all the conference tournaments are done. Then I start going, all right, now let's take a look at some of these numbers. And I did have a set of rules of how I would pick. It had a lot to do with point differential and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Wins over, you know, those things helped me get my own little formula. But again, there are some teams, because I've watched these games, I have no clue what to think when any of the top SEC teams play each other in the tournament, because they could
kidding.
You know what? Coin flip.
Yeah.
So I am very interested in the finality of this tournament. But do any of them, are any of them like Calipari, where there's like, doesn't matter who wins this?
Did you see he backtracked that already? Well, he kind of backtracked that. Just, you know, somebody sat down with him and was like, hey, buddy, look. I don't need you to care about the conference tournament, but I need you to not say out loud, I don't care about the tournament. So I'm going to give you part of his quote. It's a really long quote. Quote, every tournament we go in, we're doing it for one reason. We want to win games to build up our seed. Now, along the way, for a guy that does not care about conference tournaments, I'm guessing it's 15 or 16. If you don't care, the kids don't care, no one cares, then I'm a magician.
Mm-hmm.
How about maybe you're taking the pressure off your kids? So I like the way he was like, no, you've misunderstood. I was taking the pressure off of my kids by saying that I didn't care.
Maybe so. No, and I'm serious. Like, maybe he's like, no, this isn't as important to me as the next phase of
it. Yeah.
And I mean, just remember how Jimmy used the psychology, put it in big 3-inch headlines. I want my guys to know
and think
that they can win this damn game. So I want them to go out and do it. So maybe it was. I don't know. It does sound like a crawfish just a little bit. Is it crab walking just a little bit?
Hey, he finished it up with, so yeah, it matters. We got to play.
Okay. All right.
Now, that is not as captivating of a quote as this Virginia Tech quote, but I also want to give you a game of the day. Do you want Virginia Tech's self-breakdown first or game of the day?
Let's get game of the day in real quick.
All right.
I do have a Maine note, by the way.
Oh, about the state of Maine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
North Carolina and Wake Forest.
UNC?
Yes. That's in the ACC tournament today at 1:30.
All right.
North Carolina, this is a game that both of those teams need to win, I think, to make the tournament. Wake Forest might need to win two more games to make the tournament, but I think North Carolina needs to win this game today to make it to the tournament. So that's as high stakes as it gets. As you're looking at two teams that are like, hey, if we don't win, our realistically competitive season is over. What is your main fact or facts?
Oh, this is from the one person in the world that would know this, by the way. Hockey Hawk Gavin Spittle. Maine won the national championship in hockey in 1993 and 1999.
Hell yeah. The Frozen Four.
On the 1993 team, former Stars head coach Jim Montgomery.
Really?
And Hall of Famer Paul Kariya. So those two players were on the 93 team that won the championship. So again, only one person and people from Maine would know that. But that's why we have the Hockey Hawk in tow.
But in your face, people of Maine or main players that were on those hockey teams. ESPN says this is a bigger story. Now, let's take you to Toby LaWall. He played for Virginia Tech this season. He was asked some run-of-the-mill questions. What's it like with your coach, your transfer to this situation, et cetera, et cetera. And he gave really well-thought-out answers to all of that. I don't want to diminish. His answers were really interesting. But this answer, the way he phrased it, is absolutely tremendous. Again, if you get a chance to go check out this interview, it's a set of like very insightful answers. But this answer, I think, caught both of our attentions, Corey. Question: what are you proud of when reflecting on yourself and reflecting on your team? Answer from LaWall. Quote: I swear this is a real quote too. My team, I'm proud of how far we came.
Yep.
What did they have us in the preseason? Maybe 14th or 15th? They thought we were going to be ass. I mean, we were still ass, but you know, we weren't that bad. You know what I'm saying? We beat expectations.
I love that kind of honesty.
I do too, man.
I love that kind of honesty. Yeah, I give him more credit than anything for being that open about it. That's what I want more teams. Look, you don't have to lie to me. I know what I saw. Y'all weren't that great today. Like, I get it. You don't have to lie to me about it. Tell me the truth about how you feel about your game and go be better.
Now, they finished, I believe, 9th.
Doesn't that feel, though, like something CeeDee Lamb would say? Like, he'll be like, dude, I'll keep it a buck with you. We were terrible.
But they finished 9th in the SEC. And it was that they were going to finish 14th or 15th. So I also think that that is a big step up. Now, talked about the ACC. Talked about the SEC. Would you like to go to the Big Ten tournament?
Sure.
Okay. Chris Collins, not the football announcer some people dislike.
Here's a guy.
He opened up his presser for the Big Ten tournament by saying that a bunch of the rooms that they have their players in don't have air conditioning. He said the Big Ten put them up in a hotel where it's 85 degrees. Quote, every way they turn, they're trying to get us. And if you think he is like just joking around or whatever, here's a follow-up quote from him. We're used to be treated like that by this league.
Oh, well, that sounds like a guy politicking for better stuff. You know, like with the referees when you're just like, hey, look, these referees are great at what they do. This was a bad call. They're really good at what they do. Or you just go completely scorched earth on them and you throw something out like this. 85 degrees, bad sleeping temperature. I'm sorry. Nobody should be trying to sleep in 85 degrees.
Even 75 is questionable.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And listen, I know that's a problem that we have here in America, right? There are other people that are like, dude, I sleep in 85 degrees all the time. Or that's just the way they grew up.
It's fair.
I can't. And if it's over a certain temperature, Kevin, I can't sleep. If I start sweating a little bit, no, drives me nuts.
Update.
I wouldn't be able to play basketball the next day.
Duke is already losing by 4 points. They are favored to win this game by 22.5 points.
Well, then they got work to do you're saying. Yeah. It's just,
oh man, Alec, are you putting in the call? All right. Yeah. Well, I won't be distracted by college basketball tomorrow then.
Cooper Flag just drove to the basket. It's okay.
That's okay.
He should have gotten a foul.
We're going to be fine.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.